This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Scholar House is a housing and education initiative in Kentucky that enables the head of household to reach self-sufficiency based on a comprehensive two-generation approach. The housing and education components are operated as one unit, with housing dependent on a client's successful participation in the education component. And this model program for breaking the cycle of poverty is already making a difference in five other communities in the state, and it's soon going to be available for eligible single parents in northern Kentucky. Last Wednesday, there was a ceremonial groundbreaking in Newport for the Northern Kentucky Scholar House. And here to explain the concept of the program are Tammy Weidinger, President and CEO of Brighton Center, and Tom Gadulli, Executive Director of Neighborhood Foundations. And you can join the conversation at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Tammy and Tom, thank you both for being here this afternoon.
Well, great.
Appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
Tammy, talk a little bit about the Scholar House program. What it is specifically?
Sure. It is an education program that offers supports to single parents who are enrolled in a post-secondary institution, and they do need to be working towards a 2 or 4 year degree. And so what we're trying to do is really provide all the supports that will really bolster those families so that the parents can finish their education. So when I say supports, what I'm talking about is housing. We're going to have 48 apartments right there on our campus, and people will pay no more than 30% of their income for their rent. We'll have a child development center right there on site that will serve children from 6 weeks to 12 years old. And again, their fee for that will be on a sliding fee scale, but most of the parents will not pay very much for their child to be enrolled. And that will be a high quality center. As soon as we're able, we'll get it star rated and nationally accredited. So parents can go to school while their child is also going to school. So we have a two-generation approach. The other thing that we're going to be adding is the workshops and the information that parents need just in their everyday life, things like financial education, working through their budget, understanding financial aid, and really considering all that they're getting into as they pursue their education and then go on to look for a good job and become self-sufficient.
Tom, talk about the Neighborhood Foundations, your organization, what it does and how it fits into this program.
Well, Neighborhood Foundations is an umbrella organization for Newport Housing Authority and Millennium 1, 2, 3, and 4, which are nonprofits for development. We started out as developing similar to Cincinnati and with a Hope 6 grant to change public housing as it's done for the last 50 years. And as part of that sprung out Neighborhood Foundations, we become a developer rebuilding housing stock in the inner core and infill housing. And then we decided to move forward with a new senior structure. And the Scholar House was always on our plate. As previous mayor and Tammy was a director over at Brighton Center, we've been working on this thing as many as 12 years ago and revived it about 2 years ago. And we always thought it was a great program, but we couldn't package it all together. It's very complicated. And working on that and figuring out how to fund it, of course, the Housing Authority brings the vouchers together for it's a project base. So coming together with three partners early and then bringing the city in 2 years ago really set us up for success. And so funding this thing is very complicated. There's 15 different funders in on this project, all through the state of Kentucky, county, the city, Department of Local Government through a block grant, and 11 different foundations.
So it's a mix of private and public funding that makes
this
happen.
And that's usually what makes projects really good is when the private and the public come together to make things happen.
Tammy, talk about the role of Brighton Center and the role that it's playing in this.
Sure. Well, Brighton Center's mission is to create opportunities for families to achieve self-sufficiency. So this fit right into our mission. We see many young parents who are ready to take that next step. And so what we'll do is talk with those parents that are currently in our programs or in the local school systems who may have parents with young children who are ready to make that commitment to a four-year degree. And then we'll be able to package some of the other Brighton Center services to offer right there on site and help folks make that connection to services they need out in the community, the financial education, the workforce development, all of those things that are very confusing to young parents when they're trying to figure out how to navigate this rocky road from getting that degree to getting a good job and going on to be self-sufficient. The other area that we're going to have a lot of help is with the educational institutions that we're going to work with. We currently have MOUs, or Memorandums of Understanding, signed with Northern Kentucky University, Gateway Community and Technical College, and Cincinnati State, because that's where it can get really confusing for parents. If they start to fall behind academically, do they really know and understand what kind of supports are there offered at the university to help them? So my staff will connect with their staff, and we'll create that pathway so that the young parents can know, here's where I go to get tutoring or extra help. Here's where I go if I'm having issues with paying for my education and financial aid. Here's where I need to go for any other student support services. It's just a confusing matrix of things out there.
Tom, you recently broke ground for the Northern Kentucky Scholar House. When is it going to open? Where is it going to be located?
Well, that's an interesting question, because we broke ground last Wednesday. We started construction today. And so we're looking at probably a 10-month to 13-month phased in of the project to bring residents in. It's a tax credit project, so we have to meet certain deadlines for the tax credits. So it's a pretty quick schedule that we're working off of. And again, from Tammy's side on the education piece, I mean, interviewing and getting people that really understand the program and feel that they can accomplish something and raise and, you know, get self-sufficient and raise their families. I mean, it's a lot of work. And I think that bringing Brighton Center, we're the owner of the project, bringing Brighton Center on to do what they're really good at and Tammy's really good at, and bring a model on for the construction. What they're good at is tax credit projects. So we thought we had a great team from the very beginning, and it's starting to show that, because we're under construction.
It's underway. Well, what's the address for it? Where specifically is this going to be?
It's 430 West 6th Street.
Okay. And how big of a facility is this going to be? I think you said 48 apartments, so mm-hmm. Kind of help me picture that.
So you're putting everything under one complex. So we got a community center there already, which we thought was a great idea to add that to our community center, to daycare. So in bad weather times, we've got a gym there and a community center, so they can use that in bad weather. Also in there, we have to have a couple of playgrounds for the daycare. And so then you have the housing, and everything is under one complex. Everybody's there for the same goals, you know, to get self-sufficient and raise their families.
Think of it as a campus, almost like a mini college campus. And everybody's there with the same goal. Everybody's going to be supporting each other. Now, what we really want to promote is a learning community and parents helping each other, not only with the parenting part of what they're doing. It's hard to be a young parent and trying to go to school full time, but with the academic side of it too, and supporting each other all along the way.
Have you had anybody apply for the program yet, or how do they apply for it?
We haven't started taking applications for it yet, because as Tom said, we're a year away from moving families in. But we will be starting that soon, so it would be great if people had an interest for them to go ahead and call Neighborhood Foundations and get on the waiting list so that we can contact them. But we will be talking with different groups who typically see young parents and opening that up over the next 6 months.
How exactly does Scholar House help to break the cycle of poverty? You talk about a two-generational approach to it. What does that mean?
Well, what it means is we're giving people the opportunity that they need to get the education that's going to allow them to get the kind of job that will pay a living wage. If you look at the jobs that we expect to have in our community, for a young family to make, say, $30,000, which is about what they would need to do to at least make their basic living expenses, they're typically going to need a skill, you know, and a 2 or 4 year degree. Vision 2015 and Agenda 360 have put out their Jobs 2020 report, and that really highlights that. So this takes a very specific population, low-income, single parents. It looks at what have been the barriers in the past that have kept them from moving forward and getting the education to go on and get the job. And this project tries to reduce those barriers and keeps everybody on track. Now, once they do get the degree and they've got the job, they would move out of the Scholar House campus, and that would make room for the next person. So our ultimate goal that we're working towards is not just the 2 or 4 year degree, but when people leave, they're exiting to stable housing and stable employment. And that way they're able to care for their family into the future. And that's what everybody wants.
Are there any support services after they leave, or once they're done, they're off on their own, or?
Well, there would be follow-up provided by Scholar House, but it will just depend on their situation and what they might qualify for. They may continue to qualify for services such as child care assistance, depending on, you know, what their income is when they leave and what kind of position they're getting. So we'll just have to look at that on a case-by-case basis. But what we hope is that, you know, they're ready to get out there and strike out on their own, and that we've given them enough tools in their tool basket to make that big transition.
So education plays a huge role in this.
Oh, that's what it's all about. Yeah.
That is what it's all
about. I mean,
about.
If you talk to people about workforce development, I mean, all they do is talk about education. Get people trained, get them ready, get them into the workforce. And so, you know, that next generation that we're talking about is going to see education that their, you know, kids do what their parents do a lot. So when they see their parents studying, they're going to be studying and asking questions about education. So, and they're going to have a star-rated child care center right on site. So they're going to get an advantage too.
And that's why you talk about a two-generation approach to this
right.
whole thing.
That's correct.
Well, and with the children, of course, what we're going to be striving for is that they're ready to go to school. They're ready to go to kindergarten and be successful in their education, just like their parents have been. So that's why that tie to early childhood education is critical. And that's one of United Way's bold goals, is to make sure all of our children come to kindergarten ready to succeed. So it's not just about how the children will test when they enter kindergarten, but how have the parents learned to really engage with their child's education and support their child as they're being supported through their educational process. So parent engagement and really working hand in glove with the local school system will be important.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation. So Tom, that has to be one of the keys to the program, that this is putting people on the path to self-sufficiency.
That is correct. It's really about education, getting people ready to go to work so they can support their families. Also, this project is going to be a LEED project, which, you know, affordable housing should be a LEED project. So it should be, you know, easier to maintain and less costly to continue to control and pay the costs of operation.
Now, you said you were starting to look into this 12 years ago, that this has been in the works for 12 years. Is that how long the Scholar House program has been around?
Yeah, I think it's about 11 years old. We were in the discussions early on with Mr. Ball from Lexington, and they were the first project up and running. It's been so successful in Louisville, they're building their fourth Scholar House.
Wow. So I was going to ask you, it's going well in Louisville. Is it going as well in the other communities? There are five altogether at this point, and the Northern Kentucky area will be number six. So it's going well with the other five?
Yeah, and we've made some research and discussions with the different Scholar Houses, particularly Lexington's, because they've got the longest track record and got more data and information than anyone.
So you've got Lexington and Louisville, and where else are ours?
Well, there's actually more than that. I think our Scholar House project will be the 10th Scholar House.
Okay.
Yes. So we're talking Lexington, Louisville, Bowling Green, Paducah, Owensboro, Pikeville. And of course, I said Louisville, as Tom said, Louisville has four of the Scholar Houses. So it's a network all over the state of Kentucky. And I think that's part of what makes it so innovative, is we're trying to replicate it statewide using these public and private funding sources through the Kentucky Housing Corporation. But the other Scholar Houses are seeing a lot of success. And they're coming on, you know, over time, so we don't have long-term data for all of them. But with the Louisville Scholar House, which is called Family Scholar House, their outcomes are looking about 61% of the parents who come into their programs are exiting with a 2 or 4 year degree, which is a really great percentage, and it's getting people on the right path.
Once I'm in the Scholar House program, if I move to out of the community but go someplace that has a Scholar House program, can I just shift into that one?
Well, my guess is there's going to be a waiting list. So I don't know about that. You'd have to kick somebody out.
That's interesting. What are the waiting lists like in the communities that have this going? Are they pretty extensive?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I know that many of the communities, I can't answer it specifically, like by numbers, what the waiting lists are, but I can tell you that all of the other Scholar House projects are working with other organizations in their community to identify families who are ready to make that step. And so they begin to look at it's more about the pipeline and when families are ready. So, for example, in Northern Kentucky, one of the programs Brighton Center has is the Every Child Succeeds program. So that's a program for first-time parents, home visitation, and that helps parents and children grow together. And by the time the child is three and they leave the Every Child Succeeds program, you know, that may be a really critical point for that parent and the time to introduce the notion of a scholar house. So we want to see how things work together and blend so that there's that natural pathway for parents and where they feel comfortable making that next step.
And community support for the program?
Oh, unbelievable. Just unbelievable. We've had so many people interested in the project.
You should have been at the groundbreaking.
Oh, it was at least 150.
You know, I was mayor of Newport for 16 years, and we were breaking ground on projects, you know, every 6 months. And, I mean, even for the aquarium and the levee, I mean, we would have like 40 people there, 50 people. We had close to 200 people for a groundbreaking. I mean, you break ground, you give some people shovels, staff come there and clap their hands, and you're gone. There's nothing else to show. And this was amazing. I mean, I had a hard time believing it.
Tom, how extensive are the partnerships for this program?
Oh, we've reached out to everybody, and I think there's people out there that definitely want to be part of this just because what it does. It changes people's lives. And if you can change people's lives and get them to work and get their family supported by them, I mean, it's very touching when that happens, because we've been to Lexington and Louisville and had speakers come in and talk about how it's changed their lives and their children's lives.
As being done in Kentucky, Tammy, are any other states trying this approach that you know of?
I know there's some interest here in Cincinnati for a similar project, and so we'll see what happens with that. It takes a lot of working with the public funding streams to line everything up, and I think they're working in that direction. So you may begin to see something here, you know, in the greater Cincinnati area. But, you know, it's definitely been successful in Kentucky. We fully expect ours to be successful. And we've had a lot of support through our local foundations. Many, many foundations have come together to help with the development. And we're continuing to talk with some other foundations and corporate sponsors about some of the startup help that we might need with the Child Development Center, because we need to completely fill a new Child Development Center with quality materials. And so we'll continue to reach out to the area community for that.
And you see this being expanded into other communities in Kentucky as well.
Oh, yes. And I see us even having another one in Northern Kentucky. You know, Louisville, as Tom said, has four.
Four, yeah.
And the reason for that is it's working and it's successful.
Well, thanks for joining me this afternoon. Tammy Weininger is president and CEO of Brighton Center, and Tom Gadooly is the executive director of Neighborhood Foundations. Thanks to both of you for being here
Thank
this
you.
Afternoon.
Thank you.